This is David Gibson. And today's show is, of course, on letting go and allowing light to still flow in the midst of all of this that's going on. But we're going to talk a lot about intention, how to manifest with your intention. I think it's really important at this time to be able to be in your power and not let the powers that be affect you, knowing that you have full power with your intention. So that's our intention for today, is that you can have full power of your intention. Before we get started, though, let me tell you about some things happening around here. First of all, we do have our Sound Healing Certificate Program happening online right now. We've got, it actually starts this, again, this Tuesday or Thursday you could actually start, and you can do the whole certificate program, or you could do, which is 6 months, Tuesday and Thursday nights, 6 to 8 p.m., and Saturdays 10 to 1. And you could do it with live instructors or by video. Or you can do individual classes. We have a lot of individual classes coming up. We've got a toning chant and mantra class with Lakshmi and Sonia starting. Actually, it just started. You could watch the video from today. And then there's five more classes online. And it works really well online, actually. We also have a class this Tuesday online, which is how to design sound healing treatments and do sound baths as well. And that's really effective and appropriate right now. We also have, starting Thursday, March 26th, we have the Resonant Connections class with Randy Masters. It's all about the connections between sound, light, color, frequency, chemistry, geometry, physics, and consciousness. Randy is really master. He's one of those people that remembers everything he has ever read or heard. And so he pulls it all together in the relationships of it all together. And then we've got the class on March, starting March 31st. That class, by the way, with Randy, is four classes. And then the one with Vicki Dodd on voice is also four classes. Vicki is, oh my God, she's so wise. She's been around since the beginning of sound healing. She's just been doing classes for over 40 years. She's really a precious being, and really has some very wise techniques and information and perspective on things. We also have the Sacred Geometry class coming up on April 14th with Richard Feather Anderson. He teaches sacred geometry like Plato taught it, as a way of understanding consciousness. And it works really well online. He has you do a lot of drawing and such, and interactive work. And then after that, we've got the Sound of Nature class, where I go through all the different sounds of nature and how to use them for healing and just getting you high and reconnected. And then, oh my God, this class is one of the best ever for what's going on right now, how to deal with challenges and conflict, to hold frequency. I go through 11 techniques to be still and calm in the midst of any challenge. If you want to get that video, just, you know, email me and we'll do it for like just $20, you know, because we've got the video of it. But the live class is coming up in May, and because it's really effective and could be really helpful for right now. And then we have the voice analysis class, where we go through and do voice analyses on everybody in class and talk about all the different systems. And then also in May, we have the Sound of Love class, which is just, we just get high, right? Just get high and really open the heart with different frequencies and timbres and pitches and music to open the heart. And then there's also the class with Don Estes coming up with, where he's like, oh my God, Don's been abducted. He's like got a whole nother perspective on how it all works based on vibration. It's very cool. We do have our classes at the Institute. We're planning on restarting on April 6th at the Institute. And we're going to be checking in with multiple psychics to see if it's safe, best we can do. We also have our summer intensive coming up. You could do individual classes, but in the summer intensive, you can do the full program. It's June 2nd to the 13th, 10 to 9:30 every day. It's feeling intuitively that one's definitely going to happen at the Institute. So you can come out and stay, right, at the Institute. You'll be sequestered in the building, right? Actually, we do have a kitchen. We don't have beds, but you can stay there for $200, which is really cheap. So that's the first half of the certificate program. The second half is July 30th to August 9th, though you can do that online. We set it up so the June classes are the ones that are best done at the Institute. So if you pay in full by the first of the month, you can get a big discount on that, on the summer intensives. Also, we have a recording program. If we get enough people, we could start next week on that online. And that's really effective for learning how to use all of the equipment and for recording and just recording, mixing, and producing. And it's, you know, I wrote the main two books in the field on audio recording besides the main books in sound healing, main book in sound healing. So anyway, that's starting next week if we get enough people. We only need like one more. So those are the classes we have happening. We also have, we're still planning on the Mount Shasta retreat, August 14th, 15th, and 16th. And it's just in a beautiful place right on the river. And then we go up on the mountain on the last day. So as long as God is willing, all of these will be happening. Right? So we also have many therapies we do at the Institute. We've got we can find your homework. If you're having any stress these days, right? Then we can find your home note and vibrate you into or get you a CD in the key of where you're at peace, right? And play that and, you know, totally bring you back to zero, right? To stillness. So that's the root soul assessment or home note assessment. We also have voice analysis where we can find what's wrong with you and find the notes that are missing and play those, get a CD for as a remedy for that. We also do chakra treatment, so online. We also do even voice healing, quite a few things. You can find all the treatments we do at soundtherapycenter.com. We also do brainwave entrainment, where we find your note and then give you CDs tuned to you for delta, for sleep, for theta, for creativity, for alpha, for learning and presence, and for beta, for thinking and processing, and then gamma for just getting high, really high, getting into bliss, right? So that's another assessment and treatment that we do as well online. So we've got a lot happening online. We also have all our store. Of course, we've got over 300 items in the store. We've got full range of music and also CDs that you can play on the body. You don't listen to them. You can put them on the body for muscles, nerves, tendons, ligaments, a full range. And we have devices you can put on the body as well that vibrate those CDs even more powerfully than just using your headphones. We also, of course, have the sound lounges, sound tables, which are, oh my God, you want to get relaxed. I mean, there's nothing better than that. It's really effective. Now, not to mention all the crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, tuning forks, full range of instruments. You can find that at soundoflove.com. You can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com, or you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com or call me 415-777-2486. Well, these are interesting times, huh? Oh my God. There's a few things that are really interesting that some friends have written. First of all, I just got an email that was really cool. They said that the planet couldn't be happier right now. There's so many people now that are being still. There's so much less pollution. People aren't driving around all the time. The factories are working way less. So the planet is like, oh my God, this is the best time ever, right? We went on a hike today down around the beach. It was like summer. There were so many people. If you're not in the area, of course, you know, in the California here in San Francisco Bay Area, especially, everybody is not supposed to go out, right? Hardly for anything, you know, we're sequestered. So people are at the beach. It was like, it was so cool to see people enjoying themselves and not rushing to get back home, right? No time restrictions anymore, right? We just got to go home, right? And it's all there is to do. Some people maybe feel bored. It's just wonderful. It slowed everybody down. It's really profound what's happening. People are much more reflective about life. And it's really beautiful in an interesting way. My friend said also that with everybody at home now, there's going to be a lot of relationships breaking up, and a lot of babies made. So we're going to have coronials. We're going to have the coronials in 9 months, right? So we got, oh Lord, the breaking up or making babies, right? It's because people are now home. It's really interesting. So let's begin this way. This is really a very cool exercise. Think about or just feel how this whole virus thing is making you feel, right? Tune into how it's making you feel and make the sound of it to express it. I'm just talking today about how many people are going to be homeless soon. I mean, easily millions, right? Since the businesses are shut down, oh my God, it's just intense. Okay, it's enough of that. Now, imagine it's all over. The virus completely gone on the whole planet. Completely gone. What would it feel like? Make that sound. Ooh. This is so important. So important. To not be entrained into the flutter. Right? Do not be entrained into the flutter. Make the sound of higher emotions, of it being gone. Make the sound of spirit. It's a full range of sounds. When you do energy with sound, it's even stronger, right? It's a stronger, it just creates a stronger resonant field that affects your whole body even more. It's really about getting out of, I mean, you could just do basic. It's about getting out of chaotic vibrations, which is so much everywhere, into a stable vibration. It's as simple as a vowel. So choose any vowel and do it elongated. I've said many times, peace is a frequency humming consistently. It's so important. A lot of people are saying it's way worse than the disease or virus is the fear, right? It's way worse. That's way bigger problem. Can't allow it. Can't allow it. If you start to feel it, do any vowel, find some energetic, make the sound of it. It's really beautiful, right? It's the number one thing to keep your immune system up. But really the whole deal, when you get down to it, is just using your intention to manifest what you want for yourself right now, what you need, your own health, your wealth, relationships, and ultimately using intention to help the whole planet. That's really the deal. There's a really big difference between freaking out and using your energy and intention to help everybody on the planet right now. Right? It's drastically different energy in your body. It's really the whole basis of what we're doing here on the planet. When you go from healing and worrying about your problems and everything you need to heal to simply focusing on what you can do to help others, you gotta do enough to keep yourself together, right? Put on the face mask first, oxygen mask first, right? But when you start focusing on how can I help, that energy heals you. That's what's really cool. Instead of focusing on how am I going to heal this issue, it's like how can I help others heal? Or hope they'll help the whole planet. And then all this energy comes through and all of a sudden issues go away, right? I've talked about it before, especially financially. I think when you start looking at how to help millions of people on the planet, spirit kicks in and goes, okie dokie, let's help you out with that plan. Let's bring as much money as you want to help others. It's really, really cool. So let's listen to a song about overcoming fear, because this is really one of the biggest issues. So when you overcome fear, though, where do you go? You could go to a void. You could go into the light. You could go to gratitude, compassion, love, joy. So imagine if you had no fear, where would you be? Hold that energy through this whole song, which is about overcoming fear. Thank you. It's amazing. The ultimate is to be in bliss in the midst of a challenge, right? To be in bliss in the midst of a challenge. We're not denying it. We're not bypassing it. We're just being healthy, right? Because the second you start running any resistance to it, you're just hurting yourself, right? The second you go, oh my God, they're just trying to kill us. Oh my God, there's a conspiracy. Or oh my God, you know, it's not the way it should be done. Or oh my God, it's right? It's not good for you. It's really about surrender, right? Although it's interesting because it's not, we're not saying bring it on. Really, not, we're not saying bring it on. But once it's here, just surrender. It's really tricky right now. Because, I mean, there's people dying. There's people losing their jobs. People going to be homeless. There's just so much in all this fear, right? It's really sad when you really tune into it. A little sadness is not bad. It's real. Sadness doesn't have to hurt. It's just like the tears of the Buddha, right? But surrender brings you that peace. And as much as anything, to still be in your full power. There's no reason to not be in your full power. So I want to play this song by one of our instructors, Sylvina, who totally channels angels. And it's called Surrender and Healing. And you can hear the pain in there, but also the full power. We'll see how this feels for this situation on the planet now, starting at 12 minutes. Surrender and healing.
Oh.
can surrender. You can also take action without anxiety. I'm working with quite a few people now that are looking to put together a proposal to research different frequencies for getting rid of the virus. Also, we just sent out an email with some meditations for helping the immune system and frequencies for the respiratory system. And a frequency for getting rid of the virus. I have an intuitive that came up with, actually about 6 months ago, he came up with a frequency to get rid of different pathogens, all pathogens in the body. And I just asked him a couple of days ago, and I said, will this help for the virus? And he checked in, he said, yes. He also said that 975 megahertz would get rid of the virus. That's million hertz. That means you'd have to get a radionics device, which there you can get online if you go on. You just need one that would be able to tune to that. But he also said this frequency of 9,191 hertz would help. Right? It would actually really help. So I want to play a couple of minutes of this. This is just a frequency, a couple of frequencies. It's not music at all. And just tune in to this energy of breaking up the pathogens and virus itself, right? So this is 9,191 hertz and a low note that's many octaves below it as well. Okay? So just tune into this frequency and see how it feels. Wow, wouldn't it be cool to just transmit that over Wi-Fi and get rid of the virus on the whole planet? What if that really works? Oh my God. So what we want to do is we want to do clinical research. So my friend is actually putting together funding to fund a whole range of research. You know, what I'm thinking is to talk to a bunch of psychics and see what they can come up with as far as frequencies to be able to get rid of this, and how many frequencies, and whether it's just sound or electromagnetic or light, and then get the research project together with hospitals, which we're already working with, and then sneak them in. Say, hey, let's try this while we're here and see what it does to the virus. You know, 975 megahertz. Oh, wow, it just killed it. Wow. Then we're off and running, right? And then what I've got is that will be the beginning of using frequency and vibration as the new medicine. Either finding the frequency of what's wrong, using destructive resonance to explode it, turn the volume up, just like ultrasound, or find the frequency of what's right and resonate each part of the body into harmony. This is the new medicine. So this is a really cool opportunity to change our entire medical system. I just got that download just a couple of days ago, right? So it could be very cool what's coming up, totally what's coming up, right? But you know, the truth is, if you just set your intention, it's like your intention is a frequency, right? And the more you set your intention with 100% focus, the more powerful it is. It's really critical to do it with 100% focus, because that's when it works the best. If you're jumping around thinking about, you know, Chinese food or thinking about pink elephants, I mean, goodness gracious, you know, it's not nearly as effective as when you are in a trance holding that focus of intention. So let's practice. So let's do this. Send a healing energy to everybody on the planet who's not only suffering from the disease, the virus, but also to everybody who's suffering from loss of job, your business going under. Send that intention to everybody on the planet that's not doing well right now, and to the planet itself. Okay, so we're just going to try it for 15 seconds. Okay, just silence with the intention. Okay, now, what percentage of time were you able to hold 100% focus? I was about 80%. Right. If you're at 100%, it's like you're in a trance. But what I've discovered is when you hold an intention while making a sound, well, after a minute or so, you get really good at it, because the sound, especially when you make the sound be the intention. So if I'm sending a sound, healing sound, to the whole planet, it's like this. And it's so easy to stay focused, right? So I've got a recording here where I've got about 40 people sending an intention to heal the planet and everyone on it with 100% focus. So we practice first, and then I put some basic tracks down with some binaural beats, and then we toned for about 10 minutes the intention of healing the planet and everyone on it. So I want to play that and have you tone along with the intention of healing, getting rid of this virus, and everybody healing including the planet. Okay? So let's play the song. I think it's called Healing in Japan. And it's really about healing the whole planet and everyone on it. Your intention is really powerful, especially with a group of people all at once with 100% focus. Nice. If you would like the frequencies that we played, got some others as well for the respiratory system, just email me at david@soundhealingcenter and I'll send them out to you for free. Probably the saddest thing of this whole thing is not being able to hug anybody anymore, right? So imagine one big group hug for the whole planet, with everybody on the planet. No 6 feet, complete shoulder to shoulder, chest to chest. Imagine one big hug for the whole planet. Make the sound of how that feels. Rest of the evening, weekend, weeks ahead, months ahead, years ahead, lifetimes ahead. Thank you for listening and take care.